This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I got a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about my butterfly bush.
Okay.
Yesterday I went out and I looked at it. I cut all the old dead-headed flowers off. But I was wondering, is it still possible to cut it to the ground and let it come out again, or is it too late?
I know you could do that at this point. It might slow it down a little bit, but I think you're going to be okay. I mean, a butterfly bush is kind of like a weed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just goes crazy. So I think you'd be all right by doing that.
How far should I cut it down then? To the ground or?
I mean, at this point, maybe cut. You probably have already started to see a bunch of leaves popping, that type
yep.
of thing.
Yeah, they're all green.
Yeah, I might leave, maybe three, like, groupings of leaves on the bottom. You know what I mean? So, like, that type of thing. So.
And what do I feed it?
You would feed it with just, like, a garden tone or a plant tone. Probably a plant tone would be best for it. But again, so when we're pruning it, you could go make sure there's 2 to 3 leaf junctions left when you cut it. And then at the same time, you could fertilize it to try to give it a little bit of a boost to come back.
Okay.
I think it's going to be totally fine for you.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on your temperatures. Seeing if there's any frost. Like we got a frost overnight.
I'm in frost too.
So just what I would do is because of some of the new growth and some of the cuts, just be careful on doing it a day where that night it's going to have a frost.
Yeah.
Because I'd be concerned that some of the fresh new where you've cut it could be affected as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's different when it's dormant. There's nothing really going through it, nothing really awake.
Right.
Whereas now it's starting to wake up a little bit, and I don't want you to do further damage. I mean, it could be a dwarf variety this spring because of that. So just keep that in mind and try not to do it when that night it's going to get a heavy frost.
Yeah, okay. And I've got one more question about my rhubarb. That's starting to come out. Will
yep.
frost affect that, and what do I feed it?
So it should not affect it because it is acclimating itself to the temperatures that are there, right? So I wouldn't worry about it. I would feed it with a plant tone just like you would with your butterfly bush there. That would be fine to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, I do believe we have another call on the line.
You're right. Dave is in Nashua.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Last fall, I planted some tulip bulbs, and they came up recently, so I went to Home Depot to get some fertilizer for them. So the best thing or the nearest thing to bulb food I could find was a Vigoro organic plant food with bone meal, and the numbers on it were 3-18-0. So I was wondering if this is the best food for tulips, and also the bone meal. I was just wondering, is that a good thing? Because I seem to recall your dad saying that bone meal would attract animals. So I'd like to get your view on that.
I mean, bone meal does get the does bring, you know, animals to the area. If you've already purchased something that's going to be used, that's meant for it, I think you'd be okay to use it. The only thing that I'm worrying about, you said it's a 3-18-0. It seems like a very high. It's more of like a starter fertilizer than it would be like a regular all-purpose type fertilizer, because it's got the that middle number is phosphorus, and that pushes root development and shoot development, and so that would be my concern of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, what would be a better number then, or numbers for a bulb food, or what brand would you recommend for new bulbs?
I mean, Espoma Bulb Tone is a great product, but the thing is, you know, it does have some bone meal in it, because it is derived from it, but I think that Bulb Tone is meant for bulbs and flowers, so that's what I'd be looking at doing when it comes to your bulbs that are there, and these are ones that you planted in the fall, and then they're blooming at this point.
Yes, yeah, they haven't quite bloomed yet, but they're almost there.
Okay. And so one of the things when it comes to anything like this, giving it a boost early is helpful. And for the Bulb Tone on, from Espoma, it's usually something to use when you're planting, right? It's not 100% needed when it is, it can be used once they're established as well. So it could just be over the top of the soil, but in a more broad area over like a planting bed versus just over individual plants. Mm-hmm. But you could use some of it. You know, the Bulb Tone at this point is more using for, you know, those summer flowering bulbs that you're planting right now. It's meant for like the beginning. And the same thing with that bulb fertilizer that you purchased. If anything, I might be looking at using like a liquid fertilizer once you start to see the buds pop. Mm-hmm. Because the liquid fertilizer is going to be more readily available to help push the flower blossom versus a granular, which is usually a slower release.
Yeah.
And so feeding right now with like a Bulb Tone or that bulb food is a slow release, and it's not going to get to the plant really for this season, right? So it's not going to be worth it. It would be worth it if you're planting or after it's done blooming so that it can re-energize itself for next season's growth, because bulbs aren't just a one-and-done season, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would be something to help after the fact rejuvenate it, bring all the energy back into the bulb so it can start getting ready for that next season. So that's how I would look at it. If you're going to use it, use it after it's done blooming.
Okay.
And then, and for now, use something like a liquid fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, or even a bloom booster once it gets a little closer to you're starting to see the buds form. Because once the buds form, that liquid food is readily available and will help hold those buds a little bit longer.
Okay. All right. I will do that then.
All righty. Well, good luck with it, and hope everything works out for you, Dave.
Sure.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody just joining us. We're into our second hour of the show. Going to be a beautiful day. The sun is out shining, blue sky. A little chilly this morning. It just went out in between the last break and a little cold. So hopefully, it warms up a bit. It's supposed to. It's supposed to be in the mid to upper 50s today where I am. Gonna be beautiful. So it's a great day to get outside. And if you're doing some work out there, great. If not, just enjoy the weather. Just enjoy it while you can. Now, we're gonna take a break here. And if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions today. Going to be a beautiful day to get out and be planting, so might as well, if you have those questions, let us know, and we can help you out here because it is it's a beautiful day to get out and do some planting, do some gardening, get some things done, right? It's just, it's going to be one of those days that you want to be outside and enjoy it. So hopefully you get to do that. You know, good day to put down some fertilizer, good day to fertilize a lot of your plants, right? Espoma has some great products out there right now for you to use in the garden. You know, it's time to be fertilizing with Holytone, Plant Tone, Tree Tone, right? Your Holytone is one of the most recognized names out there in the Espoma line, and we're using the Holytone to do a lot of different fertilization. You know, mostly evergreens, anything that loves acidic soil. One thing I don't want you to use it on is I don't want you to use the Holytone on arborvitaes or boxwood. You know, both are evergreen, but they don't need acidic soils. So for those guys, you're looking at using a Plant Tone. For the longest time, you know, everybody just heard Holytone, knew it was an evergreen. It says evergreen right on the bag. But they would use it for arborvitaes and boxwood. So not necessary. You can use the Plant Tone for it. Definitely worth looking into getting some information behind it from the Espoma website at espoma.com. While you're there, take a look at their Biotone starter. Perfect for starting any plants outside right now. Top of the line product there with the mycorrhizae in it. I would love for you to use it on anything you are planting this spring. As I find that it grows deeper roots, bigger blooms long term, as well as being 100% natural and organic approved. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, a lot of you probably have seen it out there in your lawns. You know, there's a lot of moss out there right now. We've had a lot of rain from the wind, I can't even tell you. It's probably a year ago at this point that it just felt like it's continued to rain. But we've had a lot of rain, right? So there's probably a good amount of moss in your lawn. Now's the time to kill it and get rid of it. But we don't just stop when it comes to killing the moss and then, you know, reseeding. We need to take a look at the soil that's going on underneath. We need to know what's going on with the soil. Is it compact? Is it acidic? Is it too alkaline? A lot of these things can do the same things, and they can create the moss, and it looks like it's doing the same thing, but they're complete opposites, right? So too acidic or too alkaline are treated in some of the same ways, but we need to know the difference. And the best way to do that would be to get a soil sample taken and then get a soil test done, right? And the soil test is definitely something that is going to give you all the information that's going on underground. So you can look at it and say, all right, I need to add lime, or I need to do something about the soil being so compact, or I have trapped nutrients, what do I do? And a lot of those things we can't just tell from above ground. You know, we can guess. We can kind of say this is possibly the reason that this is happening. But I'm not sure everything's 100% accurate until, you know, you have the results. As we've said before on the show, Karen from Natural Alternatives has mentioned it. You know, it's like we get blood work. We know what's going on that way. Same thing for our soil. We need to know what's going on there. So definitely something to be thinking about is getting a soil sample done this spring. Now we're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. We're just thinking about what we can be doing outside, as it is going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be great out there. So it's definitely worth getting outside and getting some work done while you can, right? You know, nice little weekend to enjoy it. While you're out there, keep an eye on some of the puddles that are still sitting around, right? There are probably many out there that, just been sitting there or just rising as time has progressed here because we've had so much rain. As a couple things we should be thinking about doing, if some of these are, some of these puddles are in the lawn, and we need to do something about what's going on underneath it. Yes, we'll learn some of this by that soil sample I was talking about, but one thing that can definitely be done is breaking down some of the compaction that's going on underneath. Now, there's a couple products out there that you could use. You can use Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green, or you can use the sulfur by Natural Alternative. Now, sulfur from Natural Alternative is a great product to use to help not only break down some of the trapped nutrients that are there and release them, but it can help with breaking up some of the compaction in the soil. Now, this product is a great one for the lawn, because it's going to help break, like I said, break up some of the compaction, but it's going to help release all those nutrients that you've been putting in there that you didn't realize are probably trapped in the soil. This is, New England has a very high phosphorus level in their soils. So that's why you see in New England a lot of fertilizers with zero phosphorus, unless it's a starter fertilizer, right? But what this, you know, what this product's going to do and what's happened, so what's happened in the past, I should say first, is there's been so much phosphorus in there that it gets trapped, it gets stuck, it just sits there, and it just builds up over time. Phosphorus needs to be released into the soil to help get into the root system, to help develop bigger shoots, better shoots for you, stronger shoots for the long term. So this is something that will help break down some of that phosphorus, release it where it needs to go, and then lower those levels, because you only really need it when it's starting grass seed and when it's, you know, starting to develop. You don't need a ton of it just sitting there. Same thing could probably happen with some of the other elements that are there. And this sulfur by Natural Alternative will help break that down. The other thing, too, is if your pH level tests really high, tests in a high level, like a higher than 7, we need to break that down and have your soil a little more, and I wouldn't even call it acidic, but what you're doing is changing it from alkaline to acidic. You're trying to get into that mid-range. We're trying to get you in between the ideal range of like a 6.2 to a 6.7, 6.5. Right? Because your lawn needs that ideal pH to develop stronger roots, develop stronger shoots, go deeper into the soil. Right? This is one that you can do a few times in a season. You can do in 6-week intervals to really break some of this down. Now, it's all going to depend on the soil test sample that you get back on how much you're going to need to use. But, like we started talking about, if you're noticing that there's puddles in the lawn or if the water is just sitting for longer, this is also going to help release some of those compaction areas. So definitely something to be thinking about using. So that's one of those things right now can be done. As I said, you could be using the sulfur from Natural Alternative. The other product is Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. It is something that is so beneficial in the long term because we're conditioning the soil. We're taking care of the soil and making sure that the soil itself has the nutrients that it needs to build up, has what it wants. So it's not, you know, just kind of stunting its growth or stopping. We're doing something to help release those nutrients to where they need to be. So just really something to be thinking about. Conditioning the soil is a bigger thing to me than feeding the lawn itself. The soil is so important. There's so much we don't know about it without testing it. And it's not something that we see, right? We don't see the soil. We see the grass. And we determine if there's a soil issue based on what we see in the grass. It shouldn't be it. Soil samples should be done to help you build on the lawn itself. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're here to help you out with any of your gardening questions. And we got plenty of time left in the show, a little over 2 hours left. So plenty of time for you to with some questions. Now, if you want more information on that sulfur product or anything from Natural Alternative, go to their website. Their website is natural-alternative.com. Great website, tons of information, you know, right on the front, you know, the lawn, grow, pest, and melt. Obviously, the ice melts on the end there, but, you know, hopefully you don't need it. But while you're there, I want you to take a look at their Know and Grow library because there's so much information there. And one of the things I like, too, is the seasonal checklist that they have. It's just a reminder of things to do. of what we should be doing here, when we should be doing there, all those types of things. So, speaking of education, little stuff out there. So, you know, I peruse some of the, you know, social media sites, and obviously there's all the different forms out there, but the video sites, I was looking at one that was about gardening, and I was noticing that they're basically telling people to cut their hydrangeas at this point. And, like, I kind of got, like, the shakes and was like, what are they doing? We need to hold off on pruning some of our hydrangeas out there when it comes to the spring growth with some of our blue hydrangeas, some of our endless summers, you know, Nico blues, all those styles. We need to hold off on that. The only ones that we could really be cutting are the paniculata type hydrangeas. The white hydrangeas are the ones we're looking at pruning at this point, if anything. But I noticed the video wasn't showing any of this. And I saw multiple videos out there of different people pruning hydrangeas at this point. You know, they're showing some leaves and they're cutting them back. And I'm having like agita watching it like, oh God, what are they doing? Like there's no information here of which one is which. And so I want you to just remember in the spring, let your plants develop the leaves before you prune out all the sticks. They need to look like sticks for a bit, because there are plenty of times that those sticks become, you know, part of that plant, and they reform buds and they reform leaves. So do everything you can to hold off on pruning, you know, the macrophylla type hydrangeas, the blue hydrangeas, and some of those other hydrangeas out there, because you could be affecting this year's blossoms or the growth habit of it. You know, you cut back too far on some of these, you might not get any blooms at all. It's just interesting that, you know, hey, it's great that people are talking about gardening and what to do, but pruning hydrangeas right now is, to me, is not a ideal situation when it comes to the macrophylla. That's the blue style hydrangeas that are out there. Just say no to pruning hydrangeas right now. That's something I need you to think about when it comes to your cleanups that you're doing. You know, like I said, could be some of the paniculata, the white varieties. Those are fine to prune back. But wait, I have a hydrangea out there, the Strawberry Sunday hydrangea. It looks dead right now. We talked about this, I think, last week or the week before. My wife was saying, wow, well, there's something wrong with it. It hasn't started budding. It hasn't started doing anything. No, it's just late. These guys look like sticks for a while. And we start pruning out these sticks now, we're going to lose all the flowers. So just kind of something I saw yesterday, the day before. I'd seen it a few times, but I saw it last night, and I was like, oh, I got to talk about this today. And it bugged me that people are spreading some of that wrong information when it comes to pruning hydrangeas at this point. Just let them be for a bit. They're going to look like sticks for a while. It's okay. It's okay to leave the hydrangeas looking like sticks for a bit. It's normal. They're going to be okay. We can prune them most likely in May, but let them be for a bit. Let them do their thing. Let them come back. Because like mine, you know, I scratched some of the bark, and a lot of it's green underneath it. It just looks like nothing right now. It looks like it's dying or dead. It's not, though. It is not. So just something to be thinking about this time of year. Because a lot of times people are looking to prune things back, and they just say, oh, yeah, that needs to be pruned. It doesn't look like it's coming. No, please don't. Please don't cut your hydrangeas back unless it's absolutely necessary. So something to be thinking about, because it's not, this is not the time to be pruning that guy. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time if you have questions for us. Another hour and 2 hours and 15 minutes. And we'll be here to do everything we can to help you out. As always, I look forward to the Sundays with you guys. Give us a call, and we will help you out. What else is going out in the garden today? You know, it might be a good time to clean up the actual veggie garden, have it ready. Get some of the, compost over the top of it, nice top dressing. Get some of the products out there ready, right? Maybe it's looking at saying, all right, I know I'm going to have a veggie garden. I need to get it ready. What am I going to do? Is it 10-10-10? Is it, am I going to use a garden tone? What am I going to do to upgrade the garden for this year? And so you should be thinking about some of those things now, getting it ready, getting the garden ready for spring here. So just some things to think about. Now we're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And 855-660-4261. And got plenty of time left in the show, so definitely give us a call. A couple hours left. I've said it a million times, but, I mean, just looking out my window, the blue sky, it's just going to be beautiful out there. Looks like a great day to enjoy yourself and do everything you can to be outside. I really hope that you get to be out there and enjoy yourself. It's, hey, enjoy it. I can't say that enough. It's going to be a great day. I know I'm going to be out later on trying to get some things done, getting some cleanups done, some final cleanups here and there. I have one area of the house that had a lot of trees break down that, you know, I've already cut up a bit, but just want to clean up a little bit more and get it taken care of. Because it's sitting in an area that we want to redo and reorganize and clean up. So that's on my list. What's on your list, right? What's next? What do you want to do to get to that next spot? What's the other projects you have this year? You know, start getting them figured out. Start getting them organized. Start getting them ready for this next, you know, next season. Because we're in that next season. We are so close to a full-on spring that, it's time to get out there and do some things. It really is time. Just watch the frosts. Watch everything to make sure that, we are fully out there. But we can do the cleanups. We can get some new plants planted. You start and plant shrubs and trees, that's no problem to be doing out there and leaving in the ground. A lot of them are stronger with any of the frosts, you know, due in, where they can make it a little bit easier. Whereas if it's more of a tender perennial that has some flowers, or even, you know, like a hydrangea that might be popping out in some flowers. There's not many out there right now. A lot of them look like sticks still. But anything that's starting to pop flowers, maybe protect it a little bit before planting. Maybe say, all right, maybe I'm going to wait a little bit because this week looks like we'll have a few days of some of these colder temperatures overnight. But with the plants that are out there that we are worried about, you know, you can use a blanket, you know, just a light sheet. We're trying to keep that frost off of the plant, off of the top of it. And by putting that sheet or something on top of it, it's going to just keep the cold from sitting on top of it, right? We want to make sure that the cold doesn't settle and sit on top of the plant and on top of the flowers. That's where the issue starts to happen. And the frost will settle down, will move down from above. And that's where we want to take a look at saying, all right, I need to protect it. So adding a frost blanket on top, adding a sheet. You could use just like a fitted sheet you have in your house for one of your beds. Use that. Put that right over the top just to protect it for the night. So just keep an eye on the weather. You know, I can do all those things for you here, but I'm here once a week. You gotta protect. And a lot of the garden centers will let you know when they see something happening, cold weather wise. And this week is one of those weeks. Now, what else can we be doing? We can start getting, you know, some of our plants might need to be watered, start to, get ready. Right, some of the plants that are there just might need some of that extra water so that they can keep going, keep establishing. Yeah, I know we've had lots of rain, but keep an eye on that. It's not too early to just say, all right, I need to water. Especially if you're planting right now, watering your plants in is a huge thing to do, and it's a huge way to be successful with those plants going forward. So, a lot of things to be thinking about and doing. You know, we're in spring. We're just about ready to be full blown outside at all times. Just waiting on Mother Nature to decide when she's going to be done with frosts. Now we're going to take another break here. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.